Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue a theme that began yesterday on Monday called Having Confidence in God. Paul saying to us in Romans chapter 8 at Mass on Sunday, I'm convinced that nothing, no power, no principality, no drastic, disappointing, challenging circumstance in life can separate me from the greatest thing that I have come to possess by God's gift to me in His Son, Jesus, my relationship with God. My eternal destiny has begun to unfold. I'm already beginning to touch the glorious, profound, beautiful, overwhelmingly, I mean, truly awesome. That's a word that's overused a lot, isn't it? Truly awesome fact of a destiny that is with God in glory, sharing in the victory of Jesus Christ and having the affection and love and the majesty of God the Father, having God as my Father. The apostles are all living through and in this reality, even in the midst of enormously challenging circumstances in life, what many we'd call disappointments and tragedies and all the rest of it, one storm and after another. They have a treasure, and it's a source, a living source right now, today, for them. And as they're walking through these trials, what they've been given isn't just an idea. It's not just something that someday will have an impact on their life. They're experiencing the power right in the midst of all the trial, and it's changing them, it's transforming them, it's giving them hope and security, it's giving them peace. The fruits of the Spirit are growing in them, and they're not dominated by the powers of this world that are attempting always to lay hold of them, steal their identity, steal their treasure, to get bound up in discouragement and fear and anxiety and anger. That all comes as a result, feeling isolated, like an orphan, alone, under guilt, under shame, whatever it might be. We fall back into these things. Peter would say, you know, don't fall back into your former ignorance. Instead, gird up your loins, you know, get ready for a fight, have an alert mind, be awake, fight for that gift that you have been given. Set your energies there. And that's partly what Paul would say as well. I want to talk today a little bit from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. There's just a lot of gold in this entire letter. The beautiful sections talking about the majesty and the supremacy of Jesus. I'm not going to touch on those. We've done it in the past. Chapter 1 is where that's located. If you've never read slowly, prayerfully through chapter 1 of Colossians, especially 15 and following, as Paul describes, you get a sense of how much the Holy Spirit has touched the mind of Paul and the experience he had of Jesus on the road to Damascus and what he was given to him there in various revelations in his life. He's made capable. God helped him. What the Holy Spirit does, he helps each one of us grasp and see the glory and the beauty and the majesty, the awesome power, the love, the mercy, the compassion, the total commitment of Jesus toward each and every one of us. It's a spectacular thing. Read through it slowly. I just invite you to do that. Ask the Holy Spirit, line by line, show me, awaken this awareness in me. It's important to do that, because if we're going to have confidence in God, if we're going to have conviction that what Paul's preaching about is a reality in my own life, I need to be able to know the treasure that I've been given. And the treasure ultimately is a person. Everything comes to us through Christ. Everything's given to us through Christ, right? And Paul tries to express it in different ways. In Colossians, toward the end of that first chapter, he says that the mystery, this is verse 25, I think, yeah, verse 25, chapter 1, the mystery that's been hidden for ages and generations has now been made manifest to his saints. Well, who are the saints? That's you. If you're baptized into Christ, that's who he's talking about here. Every person that's baptized into Christ and has become a new creation is meant to understand what he's saying right here, that what's the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations? Verse 27, he says, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. What is this mystery? It's Christ in you. What's the mystery? Christ in you. Let me say it again. Christ in you. And Christ in you, Paul goes on to say, is the hope of glory. What the prophets long to see, what was hidden in the heart and mind of God for generations. They caught a glimpse of it in the people of Israel as God formed and shaped a people and began to reveal himself to them. The anticipation for more, the anticipation of the coming of the Messiah, the prophetic words of Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel and others about this new heart, the law of God printed right on our heart, the gift of the Holy Spirit that's coming, being washed anew, all that anticipation gets revealed. And it gets revealed not only for the chosen people of Israel, but as Paul is saying here, that this mystery is being revealed among the Gentiles. That is the whole world. The whole world is being invited to what the people of Israel had caught a glimpse of, were being shaped by in some way, but yet had not come into fully themselves or received it. And so Paul summarizes it so beautifully. The mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the source of a confidence. Hope is really the confident expectation of what you see in Christ, who Christ is, what he's achieved, what he's accomplished, what he now possesses, who he is in glory. Hope helps us have confidence that what we see in Christ and the promises that he's given to us and what the apostles are communicating to us, that it indeed belongs to us. And we have a down payment now, and we can grow amazingly in this relationship, in this life, profound change and transformation into radical holiness, radical freedom, radical joy, that's really possible in this life if we, as Paul and Peter, John will all say, if we fix our mind on the right thing. And the shaking of the world, the struggles of the world, the difficulties we all experience, they all become temptations or potential sources of losing sight of the larger picture of who we are, who God is, the gift we've been given. And Paul states it so beautifully. So if you say, okay, what is the mystery of Christianity? What is the gift that I've been given? Well, it's Christ in you. He's made his home in you. The Lord of all that he just talked about in the first chapter, the glorious, majestic Son of God has won a victory for you. He's made it possible for him to come and live in you so that nothing can separate you. He's passed through everything negative this world can ever deal you, the worst thing being death. Nothing else can claim you. Nothing else is going to get the last word, of course, unless you let it, unless you choose that's what you want to have happen. But if you're living from, as Paul says, with this faith, trust in God, and a hope, a confidence that, yes, indeed, Christ lives in me, and my life is, I've already begun to taste some of the glory, and there's more of it, but my life is headed for total fulfillment, for glory in Christ. It's not just a distraction. It's not just wishful thinking. It's not a mind game. It's a reality. And the Holy Spirit helps us see it and to live in it. Chapter 3 of Colossians, Paul dials into, he calls us to fight for it, essentially. And I want to look at it a little bit today and then pick it up again tomorrow. Paul begins then, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. If then, okay? So if you believe that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. If the new creation has begun in you, the new thing is happening. It's actually the very thing for which you were made. The great mystery in the heart of God, which is beyond all our wildest imagining, it's begun in you. So Paul's saying, if you believe that, then live differently. then live as if it's true. Don't live like people who don't know God. Don't live as if you're ignorant, Paul says, and Peter says, ignorant of what Christ has accomplished in your life and who you are, your identity, your destiny. So, you've been raised with Christ. It's another way of saying Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, now seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. This is a good thing to be able to meditate on once in a while, friends. The picture, ask the Holy Spirit to help you see the reality of Jesus in glory, Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Because He wants you, the Holy Spirit wants to help you see it and give you conviction that you're sharing in it and that the glory that's in Jesus is already at work in you. That's the day of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's the result of Jesus being glorified at the right hand of the Father. All power in heaven and earth belongs to Him. And His human flesh is absolutely, spectacularly, eternally glorified. And His experience is now passed on to you and me. And that's where we're going. And the more we can see it by the grace of the Holy Spirit, the more it'll change your life and mine right here, right now. So Lord, we ask You today, Holy Spirit, help us see the majesty, the beauty, the glory, the victory, the authority, the incomparable beauty of Jesus at the right hand of the Father, who loves us so much, He totally identifies with us. He came to live among us. He took on human flesh. He united Himself to us. And He said, no greater love is a man than this. He laid down His life for His friends, and He's laying down His life for me. And that one, the glorious, indestructible, undefeatable, majestic, glorious God calls me His friend. I am His friend. When that sinks in through the help of the Holy Spirit, that's a game changer. That changes everything. In terms of our own self-understanding, it becomes a source of joy that Scripture itself said, the prophets of the Old Testament, it'll well up in you through the Holy Spirit. It'll well up in you, giving you confidence. So, verse 2. So Paul says, because of this reality, now set your mind there. Set your mind. That means make a decision that I'm going to fight that fight to lift my mind out of the disordered energy that's in the world and the constant negativity, anger, bitterness, struggle, fear, the rest of it. I'm going to, because I can do this because of Him who lives in me. There's a power at work in me now that's greater than that disordered energy, and it's an ordering energy. It orders my life. It orders my loves. It orders me toward God. It aligns me. So Paul is saying, make a decision. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things of earth. That's where I want to leave off today, friends. We'll pick that up tomorrow. Just want to encourage you to go to our new website at renewalministries.net. We've got a whole new website there, same renewalministries.net address. It's really good, and it's accessible, and it's filled with all kinds of great information and support and videos. So go there. It'll help build you up. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.